Alaska is playing a role in the growing field of unmanned aviation, and provisions in a recently passed Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act could expand it. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The FAA reauthorization includes establishment of 6 national unmanned aerial vehicle test centers, as well as Arctic airspace for UAV research. The University of Alaska Fairbanks already runs an unmanned aircraft program, and manager Greg Walker says it's well suited to take on areas of study targeted by the federal government.
Climate change concerns, you have natural resource exploitation in, you know, the Chukchi with the oil industry, for example, in the Beaufort Sea. You've got animals work we're doing in Aleutians.
Walker says there's no guarantee UAF will get FAA contracts, but its experience positions it well. UAF currently flies UAVs out of its Poker Flat rocket launch facility north of Fairbanks and is involved in federally funded research statewide. Walker, who recently returned from a marine mammal count in the Aleutian Islands, says UAVs are a great tool in Alaska.
There are more applications in Alaska, bona fide applications that justify the use of an unmanned aircraft than probably the lower 48 combined. There's places you don't want to put humans, you know, in volcanoes. You know, we were flying just last 3 weeks, so we just got off a ship in Dutch Harbor. We've been out all over the Aleutian Islands, through the entire Aleutian chain, looking for marine mammals, actually imaging stellar sea lions for counts and helping the surveys.
Walker says much of the focus is on government contracts, but the projects result in some private sector spinoff.
We've managed to help initiate a couple companies in Alaska that working with us have started up and actually are looking like they're going fairly strong. We've got some other companies from the lower 48 that are looking to locate a person up here to start an office, to start trying to figure out how to best to leverage the work we're doing. And we're not even, you know, formally a center yet with the FAA.
One of the Alaska companies that's benefited is Fairbanks-based Polartronics. Former UAF scientist Kevin Abnett's company makes tiny sensors, including models that can be mounted on UAVs.
I basically live in a cabin in the Goldstream Valley, and my shop is my garage. You know, you don't really need a lot of space to do, R&D work, especially when the sensors you make are really small.
Abnett says he designs sensor circuit boards on his computer. Most are manufactured outside, but Abnett is working to bring that work to Fairbanks. He says Polartronics' current project is developing a UAV-mounted volcanic ash sensor for the Air Force.
Having a UAV fly through an ash cloud is a lot better than a manned aircraft for a number of reasons, mostly safety. So that's sort of our niche is that we can do some of the analysis right on board the UAV and telemeter the data back.
Another Alaska UAV business is Wasilla-based Airborne Technologies. Owner Tim Veenstra says he saw an opportunity while collaborating on a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration survey for abandoned high seas fishing nets.
The need for a small unmanned aircraft that could be launched from any vessel and operated in the marine environment.
Veenstra says the result is a marine surveillance aircraft called the Resolution.
Roughly 8-foot wingspan. But in addition to the airframe, there's the ground control software. There's the anomaly detection software. There is the autopilot, which is huge. And then there's the sensor package that you're going to put into the airframe.
Veenstra says the Resolution shoebox-sized payload can carry still, video, and infrared cameras, or whatever a client wants. Airborne Technologies has collaborated on a proposal with UAF to assist in a NOAA survey of at-sea tsunami debris from last year's earthquake in Japan. Veenstra says his hope is that the project and others will lead to enough demand that his company can manufacture UAVs in Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.